Welcome to Raiders of the Lost Podcast, the ultimate film and TV podcast.
We are your hosts, James
and Anthony.
In this episode, we will discuss Warner Brothers Discovery and DC's shakeup.
Hello, movie friends. Welcome back to the show. We're excited to be talking with you today about this crazy news that is surrounding Discovery, Warner Brothers, DC, and a lot of their library is in jeopardy, as well as the current merger with Discovery is pretty much done, and there's some questionable things about the future and some possible good avenues they're heading towards.
Obviously, we've heard the news, and we all know that Batgirl has completely been shelved. A $90 million movie was almost done. It was in post-production, and this week they just axed it. It will not be released and digitally. It was not going to be released theatrically, but it's just completely scrapped. It will not appear on HBO Max's platform. This was the first in a string of sort of low-budget movies that DC and Warner Bros. Discovery was making for HBO Max exclusively. This was going to kick it off, and I guess it was supposed to be connected with the DCEU going forward, because we all know Michael Keaton's Batman was in this film, starring Leslie Grace. Brendan Fraser was the lead villain, but Warner Brothers is now just taking a kind of reset of their entire plans with DC in general. They're starting basically what they said is a new 10-year plan. And as we can tell from their Comic-Con panel, which just featured Black Adam and Shazam, this was coming. And so they're prioritizing what they say is quality over quantity. They've dedicated an entire team to building out the next 10 years of DC. And they recently hired Alan Horn, who helped build the MCU with Feige over at Disney, and they will be launching a new streaming platform, which will combine HBO Max and Discovery Plus's service into one. It will launch in the summer of 2023 per Warner Brothers Discovery.
And obviously, the Batgirl news was just such a big shock. It's so extremely rare that already finished movie, especially with such a high budget, to get shelved. Typically, movies that get shelved, they generally have modest to very low budgets, and they weren't that much of a risk for the studio, and so studios will sometimes shelve projects. That's why, you know, Matt Damon was in a movie that was shelved for 10 years called Margaret, and he made it when he made Good Will Hunting, and it came out in like 2012. So it happens, but that was like a low-budget movie. That was actually directed by the guy who made Manchester by the Sea. But for something like a huge property like this that had a hefty investment, it's extremely rare. The last time that I can think that a huge production was shelved was a Fantastic Four movie from like the 90s that got shelved, that Fox put a lot of money into. I've heard a bunch of rumors. I've read a lot of stuff, but I have communicated with a couple people who know a lot of what went on behind the scenes. From what I heard, the project was it wasn't going well. The script was apparently pretty bad, and it seems like the production was kind of a mess overall. That's what I've heard. I'm not sure if that's totally true, but that's what I've heard from people in the industry. But the thing is, like, just because something doesn't have a good script doesn't mean it doesn't deserve to be shown. I mean, let's not act like every Disney Plus show is perfectly written. You know, I mean, sometimes it's great just to have the property of like a Batgirl out on the library. So it's very interesting and very complexing why Warner Brothers decided to just not even release it in any way, shape, or form for the public.
I mean, what could be the harm of just releasing it digitally, even if you don't want to connect with the rest of the DCEU or DC going forward? And obviously, all the rumors coming out that it wasn't playing well with test audiences, they weren't enjoying it very much. But still, I mean, you put all this money into it, you don't really have to market it very much. It's just going on your platform. So I think it's a bit of a shame that it's not going to go up, at least digitally, for the cast and crew that spent years and months making
years.
This film. You know, yeah. It's not just the stars you see on the camera, but so many people are involved with the production and the script. And obviously, Leslie Grace was going to be the first actress to portray Batgirl on the big screen, technically on your TV screen, but in a feature film as Batgirl, which would have been really incredible. So it's just really unfortunate to see it happen. I mean, we have to try to understand where Warner Brothers Discovery has been coming from with their reasoning, and they're trying to just hit a big reset on the DC, on DC going forward, because they know that they haven't lived up to their potential, and they haven't really matched or even come close to matching what the MCU did over the last 13-14 years, which is absurdly successful franchises in connection of films. So I think they're trying to just basically what they should have done a while ago is start small in scope, start with the origin story, start with a couple of solo films, then slowly build your characters up. Give Superman a new movie. Maybe try again with Green Lantern. Give Supergirl her own movie. Don't just have all the characters come in real quick for a big meetup.
And a few people reached out to us asking if we thought that Warner Brothers was going to sell, if Discovery was going to sell DC. And I'll tell you right now, that will never happen. It's one of their most important properties that they own is DC Comics. And they haven't really had that next like Harry Potter franchise at Warner Brothers since Harry Potter ended. DC, it could have been that, but obviously they missed the mark a lot of the times with the releases that they came out with over the past decade. But there's no chance in hell that Warner Brothers would ever give up the rights to DC. There's too much potential, too many characters to make stories of. I think from what I've read, it looks like Discovery and Warner Brothers will be, because they're under new management now, I think they disbanded a lot of the people who were in charge of Warner Brothers for like the last few years. And so it seems like, and people have always made fun of them for like going for the big paycheck, going for like, let's do the team up right away and not taking their time. And so maybe this is an example of, this is the precursor for them doing the Marvel route, slowly rolling out their universe and their connected movies and not rushing, not getting too ahead of themselves, taking it slowly. And so it looks like, I mean, this is just was announced, but it will have a better idea of what they're doing in the next 2 years. I'd say in 2 years, they'll probably have a big announcement at Comic-Con, if not next year. And so only time will tell for what their big plans are, but it does seem like maybe they are learning from the mistakes of the past. And also, a lot of people, I saw a huge viral video on TikTok about a guy saying that this is like the death of movies and that Warner Brothers isn't going to make movies anymore. That's not at all what's going on. A lot of, because they said they're deleting 15% of their library of titles that aren't performing well. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Netflix, all these brands and all these studios, like, when something doesn't do well, they're not going to keep putting it out there. So it's totally like not surprising that they're getting rid of a show that's not doing well. And maybe like the quality over quantity is something's going to happen. But I'm telling you right now, they're not going to stop making films. It's not going to happen. Top Gun proved, like, and this summer so far has proved that the most money that a studio can make in the movie business is by making theatrically released movies.
And so just a little background, May 17, 2021, last year was when AT&T's Warner Media Unit and Discovery completed their merger. However, this year, Thursday, Warner Brothers Discovery reported a second quarter net loss of $3.4 billion, which is a slight decline in revenue as this newly emerged company is reconfiguring and overlapping businesses. That's not good news for a big corporation. They do not like to lose money. They do not like to see downward trends. And so I think what they're trying to do is correct this trend in the long term to make sure that it goes up. And we got a lot of info from IGN.com about projects, potential deletions and cancellations. But for sure, cancellations we've talked about is Batgirl, obviously. The Flash, there's no news yet on this at all. Obviously, this film is surrounded by tons of controversy, tons of reshoots, tons of post-production delays. And we have no idea what's going to happen. There's been no news about The Flash. Blue Beetle, which is still in production, no news on this yet at all. It's currently filming with Cobra Kai's Zolo Maridueña, starring as Jamie Reyes and Angel Manuel Soto directing. And so that was supposed to get a release in 2023. We have no idea if that's going to get changed or not. Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom for now is a go, although we all know it got pushed back to 2023. Who knows if it gets pushed back again? Maybe The Flash goes on too and that gets pushed back even more. So that's pretty concerning. The Wonder Twins was intended to be a smaller scale DC movie exclusive to HBO Max. We didn't get the roles. Is believed to be a casualty as well and canceled. And it almost ended production and it was canceled in May 2022. Also, we don't know what's going to happen with Dune. Hopefully they don't push that back. Obviously they're going to keep making Dune because it's the most artistic and highest quality project and film that they have in the works. I don't see them stopping production on that, obviously, but I'm worried they might delay the release of it. Hopefully not. We'll see.
I doubt that.
It's not connected to DC,
obviously.
I doubt
that. It has nothing to do with DC.
The Supergirl movie, there's no evidence to suggest that Warner Brothers Discovery won't eventually release a Supergirl movie down the road, and hopefully they don't cancel The Flash. Sasha Calais will be able to reprise or just have her own role as Supergirl. I would love to see her in just her own movie. I want them to go the MCU route, which is what we all wanted them to do years ago, is give everyone their own movies, then start connecting the plots and everything. J.J. Abrams, Justice League, Dark Universe, that has pretty much ended as well. He was tapped to produce a Justice League Dark series centered around this team of supernatural heroes, but that is pretty much axed. The Superman reboots that were planned also, that were going to be written by
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Ta-Nehisi Coates was attached to the script, and Bad Robot later announced its intention to produce a feature film with a black actor in the leading role of Superman, and Michael B. Jordan was also going to produce his own Superman film. Those have been scratched as well.
B. Jordan's is going to be a series.
The Green Lantern series, that was going to be a series on HBO Max. That's been scratched. The Flash series, that's going to enter its final season. Season 9 is going to be 13 episodes. DC's Legends of Tomorrow and Batwoman all have been canceled. Superman and Lois is one of the only CW DC projects that is going to keep going. It's been renewed for another season. And then Gotham Knights on the CW has its first season coming out. And that's so far supposedly going to see the light of day. So we don't know what's going to happen with that.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, there's a lot of cancellations for projects. Most of them haven't even begun production yet. But I see so many people panicking, especially fans of DC and fans of comic books. And this doesn't mean they're not going to make these into shows and movies eventually. I think what maybe was happening is maybe these were not getting vetted too well. Maybe they weren't putting great writers into the writing rooms of these shows and hiring the best writers possible for these movies and TV shows. And maybe the quality was not, they didn't see the quality was there. And so my guess is all these projects and all these properties will get made by Discovery Warner, just not in this upcoming 2 years, but I believe my guess is they're resetting the pre-production and writing process for all of them, reevaluating, probably hiring new crews, writers and producers for all the shows and films. So maybe if they did come out with this big slate, maybe nobody would have been a fan of it, especially when you're competing with Marvel. You really have to do something special. And so maybe all these shows would have been like pretty lackluster. So it's possible that all the content that fans want from DC, it's absolutely going to come. All these characters that people have been wanting to see and haven't seen yet, they're going to show up. But it's just going to take a little more time in the reevaluation process, I think. That's my guess.
And obviously, we can assume that they're going to go with the big guns first. They're probably going to get a Superman movie in the works ASAP. I guarantee within the next 10, 12 months, there will be an announcement. Solo Batman movie, which we have not had since, obviously, outside of the Batman.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've seen
I'm talking about the DCEU. I knew that was coming. Because Ben is still Batman.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my dream. He's too old, man.
He's not too old. Have you seen the guy? He looks great. My dream may come true where we get a solo Batfleck movie.
Maybe.
That would be amazing. That would make $1 billion, hands down.
I think the only good move, the only right move they have in the next year is to get Henry back as Superman.
Because if they have.
Because that's. If they do that, that will. So many fans will forgive them. And that will get them on the good side of so many fans. If they get Cavill back as Superman and give him a solo movie, I think that's a really important thing they should try to make happen.
I think their priorities should be Henry Cavill, Superman, Batman, Batfleck movie, Supergirl. Solo movie. Yeah. That's going to happen soon. That's going to be up there too.
And what also is super important, it's so important that they nail Green Lantern.
They have to.
Because Green Lantern is essentially like the Guardians of the Galaxy. He opens up and expands the world and universe to other galaxies and planets. So Green Lantern, they need to really hit a home run with that. If they don't, I think it's vital. If they don't land Green Lantern, they're going to be in trouble.
I wouldn't be surprised if Green Lantern's the first big project they announced with this new 10-year plan.
Why not?
Wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Any other thoughts on this news?
Well, also I read that seems pretty, I mean, if this happens, it hasn't been announced yet, but I read that Discovery is planning to merge with HBO Max into their own app. And so if you want to watch HBO Max, you have to go into the Discovery app, and it would be like a thumbnail inside the Discovery app.
Yeah, I said that at the top. So yeah, in 2023 summer, they'll be merging.
Okay, which I think is just so... I never understood why Warner Brothers made HBO Max their app. It was very confusing at first. We know a couple of insiders, and they said that it was like just a mess. Why didn't they call it like Warner Brothers Plus or like Warner Brothers, whatever, Warner Brothers Studio Streaming or anything. I really didn't understand. Like it's Warner Brothers, but they stuck with the HBO name for the streaming service, and it confused the hell out of people because if you had an HBO account, you couldn't access HBO Max and all the titles they had, which was confusing. I went through that process, and I'm like, I want to watch HBO Max, and I had an HBO account. It wouldn't work, so I had to make an HBO Max account. And then I was like, this is dumb.
I think they wanted the recognition from HBO having made great series already and TV shows. Yeah. But it doesn't make sense because Warner Brothers has the sickest library of movies.
Warner Brothers has the best library of movies in history. It's not even close. It's not even close. They are number one. And if they had done a Warner Brothers app, they could have just put HBO Max. They could have just put HBO inside of it.
Yeah,
that's what they should have done. And so the name recognition for Warner Brothers, it was just never utilized, which I found so confusing. And I guarantee you, if they had a Warner Brothers app and everything was there, Discovery wouldn't even make them into their... Discovery wouldn't even merge them with their app. They would just probably leave them on their own because it already has the name recognition. It was just... The whole last 2 years of their decisions was just confounding to me.
I think that's why people came in like, what have you guys been doing? Wait, what?
HBO Max?
You know you're Warner Brothers, right?
I think people have heard of Warner Brothers.
You know, WB. It's pretty big. You don't lead with that.
So wait, Warner Brothers... Does HBO own Warner Brothers? It's so confusing. Yeah, which is not the case. Warner Brothers owns HBO, so I don't know what was going on with the entire approach to their streaming, but it seems like, I mean, everyone's reacting extremely right now, which tends to happen when a news story drops. But I mean, I think that down the line, this could be a good thing. Ultimately, I don't agree with not releasing Batgirl. I think they should have still released Batgirl and just stuck with their plan.
Yeah, that's a huge disservice to the cast crew, especially Leslie Grace.
Yeah, so I completely disagree with that, but I also think maybe it's possible all of these changes will lead to a better output of films and TV shows.
Maybe she'll get to be Batgirl in another movie, it's possible. A new one.
Although if I was her, I'm not sure if I would say yes after being just cut out like this.
Yeah, it's tough. Who knows what she's feeling? Hopefully she's got a great support system around her, because that is definitely tragic news for a young star.
Yeah.
That's all we got for you on this crazy news from this week with Warner Bros. Discovery and HBO Max and DC and everything happening over there. Hopefully they figure it out. Hopefully we get some answers. Hopefully they make Batman a solo movie with Ben
Hopefully
Affleck.
Hopefully we get Henry.
Stay tuned. We got great episodes coming for you this week, coming up next week. And also, if you haven't tuned in yet, we did Predator on Thursday. And on Monday, we did... What did we do?
Last Monday?
No, this past Monday.
With Amanda.
No, this Monday.
Oh, this upcoming Monday?
The one that just happened.
That just happened?
I can't remember. We did Predator?
We do so many episodes.
I really can't keep track of it. It's going to bother me. Yeah, we do a lot of content, everybody. You know.
But on Monday, upcoming Monday, we have our entire outlook of Marvel Phase 5 for a full episode with our friend Amanda.
Yeah, it was Nope on Monday.
Nope on Monday, yes.
And we did an Andor reaction to it.
Yeah, we just do so much.
Anyways, you know how to find us and see our content. Take care, everybody. Raiders of the Lost Podcast is a Mirror Image production. Sound mixing done by Jacob Kosler. Opening music by Chase Jackson.